The Syracuse Gay and Lesbian Chorus is celebrating its 25th anniversary with performances that will feature some of its favorite songs from over the years. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the chorus has faced some opposition and some prejudice throughout its history, and this anniversary is an opportunity to remind audiences how far the group has come.
It's the first rehearsal of the new season, and the chorus is warming up their vocals. E. Michael Whitmore, the chairman of the chorus, says there are between 30 to 50 members of the chorus in any given year.
When the chorus started back in 1991, it was one of the few places where gays and lesbians could get together and actually meet other people without having to go to a bar or something like that. It was a very small community.
It started with a performance of the Rochester Gay Men's Chorus at the Everson Museum in Syracuse in 1991. During intermission, there was talk that if they could do it in Rochester, why not Syracuse? There was a sign-up sheet in the lobby for the Syracuse Gay Men's Chorus. One woman crossed out men's and wrote men's and women's.
When we first got going, it was still dangerous to be a gay or lesbian person in public.
Deborah Hardy, one of the founding members, says in the beginning, some members did not want their last names printed in the programs. The group received hateful phone messages. She describes one concert at H.W. Smith Elementary School in Syracuse.
We got picketed and people actually invaded the auditorium, which was terrifying.
Now, Hardy says, things have changed. The chorus sang during LGBT Day at the State Fair last year.
We were out there in the parade and not a single person said anything in the way of heckling us or, throwing epithets at us or anything. I was amazed.
Some have suggested that maybe a gay and lesbian chorus is not needed because of the rights the community has achieved, such as marriage equality. But Hardy reminds them that discrimination against gays still exists in many places across the country. The chorus will hold a spring concert in May at the Pebble Hill Presbyterian Church. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.